More music, better variety, and the 102-minute commercial-free workday kickoff every weekday morning at 8:35. All happens right here on the new Fresh 102.5. Good morning, sunny today and a high near 102, 80 degrees currently. And the Olympics last night, full of drama, full of history. We'll get deeper into the actual history of it a little bit later on. But usually every day at this time, we take a look at the medal counts.
Yes.
And see how we're doing here because, you know, we got to beat the Chinese with the medal counts.
Yes.
It used to be the Russians. Isn't that funny, too, how changing of the guard, changing of the times?
It really is true.
It was always going up against the big, bad Soviets, and now we go up against the Chinese to see who can win the most. But right now, China, actually, the United States is one ahead.
Well, yep, we have 24 total medals, and China has 23, although they do have more gold medals than we do.
Right, and that's just recently, because I went to bed and it was tied 23-23. So we don't want to be we don't want to be a part of anybody's spoiler alert.
No.
Okay, but right now the United States has 9 gold, 8 silver, and 6 bronze, or maybe one more of some one of those, but we're not
7
quite
bronze,
sure.
Yeah.
All right. So Japan in 3rd, France 4th, South Korea 5th, and it's full funny that Russia not even there. Just weird, not even there. All right, 13 after 7, let's get a check on the ride into work. Here's Sue Thomas.
It's really been a... From the SAPAW GM Country Traffic Center, I'm Sue Thomas on the new Fresh 102.
Look.
Banner now.
By Metro Lighting, sunny in 102 today. Right now, we have got 80 degrees. 18 minutes after 7 o'clock, a Wednesday morning. I'm Vic Porcelli with Sue Thomas on the new Fresh 102.5.
Life.
More music, better variety, the new Fresh 102.5, Adele and Rolling in the Deep. Good morning, I'm Vic Porcelli with Sue Thomas, 25 minutes after 7. Sunny today, 102, clear tonight and 75 degrees. There is a long shot bet for some rain tomorrow and highs near 101. We have 80 degrees right now. Boy, that Highway 370, every time we look at it, there's something worse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's just awful. From the SAPAW GM Country Traffic Center, I'm Sue Thomas on the new Fresh 102.5.
Thanks, Sue. 26 minutes after 7 o'clock. Sunny today with a high near 102. Clear and 75 tonight. Long shot bet for rain tomorrow and 101. 80 right now. Forecast brought to you by Metro Lighting on the new Fresh 102.5.
Summer after high school when
more music, better variety, and the 102-minute commercial-free workday kickoff every workday morning at 8:35 on the new Fresh 102.5. We've got sunny skies today and a high near 102, clear and 75 for tonight. Long shot bet for some rain and 101 for tomorrow. Right now, 80 degrees. All right, so the Olympics in full swing, of course. And what a night last night was for so many reasons. First of all, I will repeat a couple of things that we've talked about early on in these Olympics. Only once every 4 years will you see this man who does have his man card in his wallet right now watching women's gymnastics.
Is that you?
That's me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have one as well.
And he does as
yes,
well.
Yes. Yes.
And his man card is intact.
Yes, although he cannot handle the floor exercise. That's the only one where he cracks.
Well, that's because of the arms flipping.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But the payoff is the run and then the crazy jump and flip and twists and stick the landing. That's the whole payoff, is it not?
No, it totally is. I just love your description of gymnastics. Yes.
Those are all official industry terms, I think.
Heavens, yes.
But I'm not sure. So the Fab Five, Gabby Douglas, Jordan Weber, Allie Raceman, Michaela Maroney, and Kyla Ross win the team gymnastics gold medal. And, all right, this is something else that we talked about. There was a girl on another country's team who didn't win, who was crying, and I didn't care.
No.
That's terrible. But it's only the Olympics that make this happen.
I completely understand.
This poor little teenage girl's crying. And I'm like, sorry, honey, you're not American. I don't care. See these girls? They'd be crying if you won. That I care about.
I completely understand this.
It turns me into such a jerk.
It turns all of us into jerks. It's okay. And this is the first time since 1996 for us, so that was a huge deal.
And clearly we need some sort of clever nickname for our women's gymnastics team so they always win.
Exactly.
Because these were the Fab Five, And then 96 was the Magnificent Seven.
That's right.
So keep it, you know, I can't run the Olympics too, okay? I got too much stuff going on. But somebody start working on a cute little nickname for our 2016 girls gymnastics team.